start your day smarter. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
In the week ahead, the Federal Reserve could do something it hasn't done in almost a decade: hike interest rates. I'm John Werdock. Why should you greet the news and cheer? We'll get one person's opinion straight ahead.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
With the Federal Reserve meeting this week, let's bring in Jeff Reeves. He's the executive editor at investorplace.com. He also contributes to marketwatch.com. Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing great.
I guess the economy is doing well enough for the Federal Reserve to start hiking interest rates again.
Yeah, a lot of investors are a little concerned that they might be premature, I guess, in the rate increase. After all, we've seen a bunch of fits and starts from other central banks. Europe, of course, had a double-dip recession. They decided they wanted to raise rates around 2011 and promptly reverse course on that. Much earlier, actually, people forget, Australia actually raised rates way back in 2009, but then the central bank there had to cut rates too. So this is kind of, you know, territory that other Federal Reserves have been down, but, you know, they've had to change course and reverse their policies. So we'll see if the Fed is making the right move. I have a pretty good degree of confidence in the Fed, and I think that ultimately higher rates, if they do stick, are going to be the hallmark of a mending economy, and I think are a good thing overall.
When I saw your column the other day at MarketWatch, the headline was, "Why You Should Cheer a Federal Reserve Rate Hike." So why should someone be excited about a rate hike?
Yeah, I mean, so again, you can't really tighten monetary policy unless the economy can withstand it, right? I mean, the reason that we saw all of this quote-unquote easy money enter the system over the last several years is because the economy needed it. We needed the stimulus. So if we don't need the stimulus anymore, it's ultimately a good thing. Again, that's presuming we don't have to backtrack. And also, I would say that investors who are afraid that somehow a modest increase in rates is going to cause people to dump their stocks and move into the bond market, number one, I don't think the rate's going to be substantive enough to kind of cause that flight away from equities. And number two, if you look at history, there's actually been a pretty decent performance of the equity markets within periods of rising rates. So I think there's a lot of reasons to be enthusiastic. I know that people have their fears, but my favorite kind of Fed anecdote is that in the 80s, a bunch of home builders mailed 2x4s to Paul Volcker because they thought he was killing the economy by rates that were way too high. And history has proven that the Fed actually acted pretty responsibly back in the 80s despite the protests of other people. So I know there's a lot of criticism out there. Some critics are more vocal than others, but the history shows that, you know, public sentiment isn't always on the right side of monetary policy.
The old adage is you don't fight the Federal Reserve, so should investors just go along and get along?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, I try not to moralize much with my portfolio. You know, there are people who obviously have their principles, and that's all well and good. But at the end of the day, if the Fed is going to do what the Fed is going to do, you can kick and scream about it, or you can take advantage. We saw that in Japan with Abenomics. The market just went like crazy when they decided to loosen policy. You can say what you want about whether or not Japan's policies previously or in the future were working out, but investors who saw the writing on the wall really capitalized on that. So I think you're right. It's one thing to, you know, to read columns in the Washington Post and moralize. It's another to actually manage your portfolio responsibly.
An investor should do what, do you think, given the Fed rate hike that is likely to happen this week?
Well, I mean, I think wise investors probably aren't going to do too much. I mean, let's be honest, I don't think the rate hike is going to be substantive. I think short-term interest rates are going to continue to remain awfully anemic. I don't think inflation is going to be much of a problem. I think, you know, a diversified portfolio of equities, both across geographies and sectors over the long term, is a great wealth creation tool, regardless of whatever short-term fluctuations we're going to see. So I know that in this kind of 24-hour news culture, people are always interested in the next big thing. But I think it's universally true that if you have a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds over the long term, you'll be just fine. So I would hope that most investors don't fly off the handle and go around moving money too much. I think that this really doesn't change the game. It's great for all the pundits out there who like to run their face like me, but I think that the regular investor probably doesn't have to do too much.
And on Wednesday, when Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen holds her press conference, what would you like to hear from her?
I think the Fed is in a very interesting position. You know, Bernanke was actually the first Fed chair ever who had to get up in front of a microphone and start doing these press conferences. Historically, people haven't been that interested in what the Fed has to say, and it's really been kind of a product of the financial crisis. And, you know, to be fair, it's also because the Fed wasn't overly concerned with bank regulations when perhaps it should have. So I think fairly or unfairly, there's a heck of a lot more scrutiny on the Fed these days. And I think perhaps Mr. Bernanke was smart to have press conferences, but I think he grossly underestimated the amount of attention that those press conferences demand. I mean, you remember when Yellen paused because she was ill during a speech a couple months ago, and the internet just went crazy with people speculating on what was going on. But like it or not, the Fed is a very important institution. Yellen is kind of a rock star. So I know that economists don't really embrace that mantle, but I think the sad reality of where we're at is there is more scrutiny and attention. And I think the Fed can't just be calm and cerebral about this. I think they need to acknowledge that in their comments and how everyone carries themselves.
Jeff Reeves, the executive editor at InvestorPlace.com, also a MarketWatch.com contributor. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.